Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Joining us this morning is Ilana Baranov from the South African Jewish Board of Deputies. She represents the steering committee member of the Hate Crimes Working Group. A very good morning to you. Thanks for joining us. How are you doing?
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me on the show. I'm well, thank you. And you?
I am well, thank you. This is a very significant and potentially dangerous situation for all religious groups in South Africa.
Well, confirm for your listeners, PAPUDA is the Promotion of Equality and Prevention of Discrimination Act, and it has been enacted in South Africa since 2000. And the goal of the original bill was to realize the constitutional right to equality so that people did not face unfair discrimination by either the state or anyone else. And currently, we have an amendment to the bill that's being put forward by the Department of Justice. And it's looking at doing two things, amending the prevention of unfair discrimination and also promoting equality. And I can tell you that from the South African Jewish Board of Deputies position, we have consulted with local and international experts in this field, as well as academics here locally and overseas. And we've also been consulting with the Department of Justice, lawyers, and several advocates, as well as our colleagues in the Hate Crimes Working Group who come from across civil society. And we are working on our response to the amendments, but we don't think that it's necessarily concerning. There are areas that we are taking up issue with, but in general, PAPUDA has actually been a very helpful legislation that has allowed us to go after anti-Semitism cases in South Africa. And it is there to protect human rights, so we're trying to work out where we can make a submission on certain areas that are of concern.
So what are those areas of concern? Because I don't think anybody would object, and I don't think most people want to be able to live in a society that is free of racism and sexism and any form of prejudice. So I think that is pretty much where many or most people are at. The question is that the balance between religious observance and things that could look antiquated or inconsistent with a 2021 view of the world, which is often religion, becomes a bit of a point of tension. So perhaps maybe you could look at what are those areas of concern that you're seeing in the Act.
Absolutely. Well, from our perspective and also with all the academics and the lawyers that we have consulted with, it's important for people to know that the amendments to PAPUDA are not wildly different from the Act itself, which is also known as the Equality Act, which is already in legislation, as I said, since 2000. And what is important is that in the amendment bill and in the original bill, there is a phrase around unfair discrimination. So discrimination in the context of whatever setting you find yourself in. So in that line is very important, I think, for, as you said, religious groups who do have valid concerns around being able to practice their way of life. And that does need to be protected by law. And so far with PAPUDA, that has protected that way of life, as long as it is, as you know, falling between rights and responsibilities. It's a very delicate balance between the two. And we know that this is an issue that comes up when we talk about hate crime.
I can hear that you're trying to balance this very, very carefully. But what I'm trying to understand is, and that's right, what you're doing, because you're trying to show that there's very good things, but also maybe areas of concern in the Act. I get all of that. I'm trying to understand, for the South African Jewish Board of Deputies, what are the areas of concern?
Well, exactly that. The area around unfair discrimination. So being able to practice your religious faith and certain acts within the context. So what we have been doing is, as I said, engaging with the Department of Justice and with different stakeholders. This is a very preliminary round of submissions that is taking place at the moment. We are preparing submission ourselves, as I said, in consultation with lawyers and several advocates. That is an overview of the bill, but this is the start of a process where so much still needs to be defined and clarified. So the amendment bill is quite broad, and by broadening the definitions of discrimination and equality, there are many questions that not just religious groups but other groups have in the country, and the discussion and the conversation around that is being worked out now. So we will have more of an idea of where this is going as the process continues. So this is the initial submission, and there will then be probably a public consultation, a call for submissions again. There might even be verbal consultations and submissions to Parliament later on. And of course, we must remember that there's also court cases that are pending, some at the Constitutional Court. Right. And the rulings of these court cases will have a significant impact on the amendment bill and on the legislation that we have around hate crime, hate speech, and PAPUDA. So it's difficult to pinpoint exactly, because the broadening of the terms has made things quite vague, but we are highlighting key areas that we know will be a concern for our community, and we are putting forward our ideas, and we are engaging heavily in this process. We will follow it through at each turn. But our message to the public is that as the Jewish Board of Deputies, we take every piece of legislation that's being put out by government seriously, and we do our research, we consult, we put forward submissions, both written and verbal, when it's necessary. But our feeling is that generally, PAPUDA has been quite a good piece of legislation in our country, and we must monitor it, must make sure that the amendments are not detrimental to a religious way of life. But it really isn't as horrific. There's been a lot of hysteria in the media around this, and I think if we engage properly and make sure that our concerns are put forward, that it could actually have quite a positive outcome. So it's nothing to get too worked up about at this stage, and we'll be following the process as it goes along.
Absolutely fantastic. Ilana Baranov, South African Jewish Board of Deputies, talking to us about their strategy with regard to PAPUDA.